Dreaming My Dreams. Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell with us in the studio on Bob Harris Country, BBC Radio 2. So then as you began to build up the thoughts for the album, and you're beginning to compile the songs you want to include, then the players then, again, what were your thoughts about who you wanted to have join you on this record?
Well, we definitely wanted to invite the original Hot Band to at least have some part of it. But we didn't want to hold ourselves to that, because, you know, it's a bit dangerous sometimes if you start with a concept that seems chiseled in stone. I think you have to be real loose and let a record become what it's going to be. And like Hanging Up My Heart was a perfect vehicle for the original Hot Band, although Hank didn't feel confident about his... He's really gone on to be quite a wonderful photographer and has kind of let the pedal steel slide. But it was his song.
Yes.
So, in a sense, he is participating in that song in a really big way.
And were you all gathered in the studio at the same time? I mean, was this an actual sort of reunion of the...
For some of it. Yeah. And then there were songs that... I love Rodney's guitar playing. I mean, to me, most of this record centers around the way he plays guitar, his groove, the Rodney groove. And so a lot of it we cut with just maybe Rodney on guitar, maybe Brian playing something, me singing, or I might be playing a bit of guitar, and getting the vocals and getting that arrangement, getting that feel, and then bringing people into overdub, or also doing it with different repertoire of musicians. So there were all different ways that it was. We birthed this baby in a lot of different ways.
We got in there and bashed it out sometimes, you know. Imitation of Blues was just a really great band in the studio, and we just recorded it. Added a fiddle player, went back in and put another part on, and there's your record.
One of the things that I love this phrase that you've used, Rodney, to sort of describe where you are with Emmy right now, and you said about, for both of us, everything that's gone before was just the beginning. And what an incredible way of looking. I love that way of looking at things, you know.
Truthfully, you know, a few people have said, you know, why now? Why so long? And I really think, honestly, and I said, now is a perfect time. I think what I bring to a collaboration with Emmy at this time, I have more to offer, I think, than I've had to offer at any time. And my beloved friend is like, I'm happy to say I was able to bring the best of myself to it, you know. So it really is, today's the beginning of the rest of this, you know.
Yes, exactly. And I mean, I will mention the fact that when I was broadcasting the track that I played for the first time from the album on my country show a few weeks ago, Who Should Call Me, sort of at the end of the track, live on air, and, but Robert Plant was listening, driving home. And, I mean, he was so complimentary about the combination of the two of you, and went on to say how fantastic to still feel excited about music. So, I mean, that's, you know, it's an indication of the way this album is being received, that Robert felt he wanted to call me immediately and express his respect for the way that you've gone about this project. It really is absolutely beautiful. I want to congratulate both of you on what is,
you know, you're
a
so
really
blessed to
record.
Still be excited about music,
isn't it?
To be excited about a project. I mean, this project is so special to me. Sometimes you think, oh God, I'll never do another record, I'm so tired, and then all of a sudden you're just so ready to jump in there, and you just can't wait to sing those songs. And of course, being able to have it as a project with Rodney, who I've always loved singing with, always loved hanging out with, it's just like, who needs a vacation? I say.
You know, we were down at the train station yesterday, and I was standing there, and I was saying, oh, what is this feeling I have? And then it occurred to me. I said, oh, it feels like the first time we came over here in 1975. You know, it really felt like that. I was like, God, this is fun. This is really innocent, good fun.
So where are you taking it from here then?
Heck, we're just going to keep playing until, you know, they bring out the hook. They bring out the hook.
Well, shall we play a final track from the album itself? What would you like me to play?
Well, you know, I think that Brian isn't here, and he's, of course, an integral part of this project, and I think that his favorite track is Back When We Were Beautiful, so it's not really one that we can do without it. Neither Rodney or I play piano, so we'll, I guess, have to turn it over to the record.
Thank you for being here today. And of course, Matresa wrote this song, didn't she?
Matresa Berg.
Matresa
yes.
Berg song. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Rodney Crowell, Emmy Lou Harris, thank you very much indeed.
Thank Bob, thank you yeah. for just being Bob and turning us all onto some great music. Thank you.